As much as I love my church cannot save me. It is faith in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ that saves me. It is faith that He is the Son of God. It is the faith that He can forgive my sins. One time, Jesus was having dinner with the Pharisees. They were great guys, really. You couldn't find anything wrong with their lives. If you investigated them, they would be just perfect. Good people, upstanding people, but they did not have salvation for all the good things that they did because they did not have faith in Jesus Christ. One time Jesus was eating with Pharisees, and he was at a Pharisee's house, a Pharisee by the name of Simon. Their method of eating in those days was to recline at table, so the tables were little low things, just inches off the floor, and they would sit or they would lie down and kind of prop up on one side, and then they would eat, but they would be spread out around the table with the feet pointing outwards and their heads toward the table. And as they were eating, a woman came in, and what the Bible says about her was that she was a sinner. That meant that she was a very promiscuous woman, possibly even a prostitute. And she came in and stood at Jesus' feet behind him, and she began to weep, and she began to wash his feet with tears and wipe them off with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet and anointed them with ointment. Now, when these good folks saw that happening, they said to themselves, listen, if this guy knew what he was talking about, he would know that this woman is no good. What kind of a prophet is he anyway? And Jesus answered something to him. Let's read about it. It's in Luke, the 7th chapter and the 40th verse. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto you. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 denarii, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? And Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave the most. And he said unto him, You have judged rightly. And Jesus turned to the woman and said unto Simon, See this woman? I entered into your house, and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil you did not anoint, but this woman has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore I say unto you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven her, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. And he said unto her, Your sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meal with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgives sins also? And he said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. You see, it wasn't what she did for Jesus that saved her. It wasn't the fact that she wept over her sinful life. It wasn't the fact that she served Jesus by washing his feet like a slave. She had no water to do that, so she did it with her tears. She had no towel, so she used her hair, and she kissed him. But what did Jesus say to her? Your faith has saved you. Her belief that her salvation was in Jesus Christ. All those other things are very good, but they do not save. Father in heaven, thank you for salvation. I believe in Jesus. I believe He can forgive my sins and has forgiven my sins. I believe He is the Son of God, and I revel in my salvation. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.